SBS Filipino.
Ikaw ay maaaring maglakbay sa kabaan ng Australia at kung iisipin mo, di mo gaanong mapapansin ang pagkakaiba-iba ng mga accent ng English-Australian sa iba't ibang rehiyon sa buong bansa. Ngayon, sinusuri ng mga mananaliksik ang natatanging accent at ang mga pagkakaiba-iba kung mayroon man. At ayon sa ulat ni Maya Jamieson na isinalin sa wikang Filipino, dumadagdag ang multikultural na impluensya sa accent ng mga Australiano sa ngayon. Ang Australia ay isang maaring kontinente, subalit pagdating sa accent sa wikang English-Australian, ito ay may halos isang pamantayan lamang sa buong kapulungan. Sinabi ni Professor John Hajek ng School of Languages and Linguistics ng University of Melbourne, ito ay kakaibang klase.
For instance, you can tell when someone's from the south of England, you can tell when someone's from the north of England, you can tell when someone's from Wales, you can tell when someone's from Scotland. But we have a lot of trouble identifying reliably whether someone is from Brisbane or Melbourne or Sydney or Perth.
Bakit? Ipinaliwanag ni Professor Hajek na habang ang mga katutubong Australiano ay nakapag-develop ng mahigit na 250 iba't ibang wika bago dumating ang kolonisasyon ng Europa, ang Australia ay musmus lamang kung basihan ang paninirahan ng mga puti.
It's limited mainly because we're a young country. We're only settled a couple of hundred years ago by Europeans in terms of English. And the fact that we are incredibly mobile.
Sinabi ng Victorian College of the Arts Senior Voice Lecturer, Liz McPherson, ganoon pa man, madali para sa isang tagalabas na magkamali sa kakaibang accent ng mga Australiano.
I think one of the things that foreign speakers tend to get wrong about the Australian accent is that they key into the sounds that you'll hear in a Cockney accent. There's quite a famous or infamous episode of The Simpsons where the characters travel to Australia, and I think pretty much every actor that they chose to play an Australian is doing a fairly terrible Cockney accent.
That's a bloody outrage, it is!
And there's definitely an overlap between those two accents. There are qualities of Cockney that are present in the Australian accent, but it's quite distinct. So if you're doing a word like laugh, go back to that hesitation sound, it's that A sound that happens in the middle of the mouth, laugh. Whereas like laugh, if I'm talking like that, laugh, it's a position that's much more open in the back of the mouth.
Sinabi ni Professor Hajek, kinokopya ng Australia ang accent ng Britanya at binanggit niya ang mga lumang recording sa media tulad nito na mula sa SBS noong 1980.
This is SBS Ethnic Television, coming to you on ABN2 in Sydney and ABV2 Melbourne.
Good morning, my name is Deepak and welcome to Ethnic Television.
If you listen to radio and television recordings from the 50s, 60s and 70s, it's quite striking how British it sounds. But the announcers are all Australian, and it really was a model that we tried to emulate. And so when you listen to older speakers, particularly of a certain social class, they definitely sound much more British. They're what we call cultivated Australian English speakers.
Subalit, sinabi ni Professor Hajek, ang mga araw na yon ay lumipas na.
The broader your accent, you're more likely to have lower education. The more cultivated your accent, the more likely you are to have elevated levels of education. The more likely you are to have wealth. So in fact, there's a whole tradition that's now basically disappeared of Australians trying to sound more upper class, more British, by doing speech and elocution lessons. So my mother's generation, grandmother's generation, spent a lot of time in school learning how to speak proper.
At para sa napapanoong Australia at accent nito, binanggit niya ang napakamatagumpay na serye ng telebisyong Kath and Kim at ang dalawang karakter dito na sina Prue and Trude.
We're going away for the school holidays.
Oh, look, we were gonna go to Falls, but there's no snow.
No,
so yeah, I don't know. What about you?
I just want to go bush, you know, somewhere off the beaten track.
Really? So we're gonna go?
Noosa.
There's the two contrasts. There's the characters Trude and Jude, I think their names are, who've got these sort of upper-class Australian accents. And if you listen to them, you can hear how different they are from Kath and Kim.
Look at this. Peach's Beauty Salon have got a free offer. A mother and daughter face peel. What do you reckon?
Give it a bone, please. You are adding to my stress levels.
Kath and Kim really play on the broader Australian accent. So the whole joke of, you know, she doesn't say nice, she says noise. So, you know, those sort of vowel changes that we associate with a much broader Australian accent.
Sinuri ni Dr. Debbie Lokes ng School of Languages and Linguistics din kung ang mga migranteng Irish at Chino, halimbawa, ay nag-a-adapt ng mga katangian ng wikang Australian English.
And it seems so far that people who've been here around 10 years may be adopting certain features, but there's also potentially resistance. So, you know, people might not want to sound like the group that they're moving towards, and they might like to keep their own accent, and they might be very conscious of it. And in that way, we've got those factors of identity being involved in someone maintaining their own accent. In the case of a second language, they're probably more motivated to start sounding like the group that they actually arrive to. It depends on where the people are from, if it's a second dialect, a second language, whether they believe their accent's prestigious in the first place.
Mayroon ding mga elemento ng impluensya mula sa iba't ibang kultura. Sinabi ni Dr. Lokes, ang mga bata ay natatangin ang impluensyahan kung paano nagsasalita ang iba at maaaring kasama na rito ang kanilang mga migranteng magulang.
Linguists call that an ethnolect. So when either it's the first or the second generation of people, and for example, with Lebanese parents or in Melbourne, it might be Greek or Italian, they might have a different accent, which may be from features that their parents had in their first language that have transferred to their English. And so it's likely that, especially in a high school, if there's a large proportion of kids who are, say, from a Lebanese or a Greek background, it's likely that they might be the prestigious group in that school, and then mainstream kids might take on some of the features from their accents because they like it. So there is that whole idea about accents being either prestigious or someone looking towards somebody else and then being more likely to imitate them.
Subalit, sinabi ni Professor Hajek, ang mga riyon ay nagsisimula lang maipakita ang kani-kanilang mga sariling identity.
So there is evidence that we're getting Melbourne is starting to show itself to be distinctive, and it's because of one vowel. And even the way we say the city name has changed, so the many people in Melbourne refer to it as Malbon. So they open the vowel. And that's what outsiders often identify as characteristic of Melbourne speech. But in fact, when we start looking, we're starting to find the same thing in Brisbane now. So things are changing. Because of the movement, because of the mass media and all of those sorts of things, things change very quickly.
Nais na makarinig ng iba pang kwento tulad nito? Mag-subscribe sa ating regular na podcast sa iTunes.